My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula on Houston Sports Leader.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
Sports Radio 610.
I damn near just fell out of my chair because I'm so excited for what I just heard, the news that we got today.
Yeah, man.
Or just because I don't know how to sit in a chair. You can decide. But we did get an update, an important update on NRG Stadium.
We did. Right here it is. And this is a good one. According to the Houston Texans, one of the damaged roof panels is scheduled. Well, okay, let's back up for a second. They were supposed to be fixed not until week 4 of the regular season, maybe week 5. Now, one is going to be repaired prior to the Texans' season opener against the Bears.
That's week 2, correct?
Week 2, September 15th. And the second roof panel is anticipated to be fully repaired before the second home game, September 29th. And this is why it's really good. The first game is a night game.
Yeah.
Absent of rain, it wasn't going to be that you know, heat that was just that sun.
Or honestly, it should look good on TV too. That's a Sunday night game.
Yes. Yeah.
So you won't see that glaring sunlight on the
washout.
Yeah, you won't see that.
Not just the washout. The fine people sitting in those sections are not going to have to deal with that.
Dying.
That sun hitting them.
Yeah. And then September 29th, first of all, that figures to be a little cooler and it's going to be fixed. You know, so you won't have the washout then on the noon game. So
it looks like we're going to escape some of the negative effects that we got from preseason. And yeah, I mean, even that night game, even if it does rain, I imagine my best guess, and I don't have any insight, with the two panels, one of them is a little bit more centrally located. The other one is more towards the
south end zone. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much for that. I imagine the one that's the panel that's missing more centrally located is the one that they'll start with.
I know that's the one they probably want to start with.
Sure.
We don't know which one fits or which one they're getting the panels for first or whatever. But yeah, if they had their druthers, I think it's the one.
I wonder how much that costs.
Oh, man.
I don't want to know.
Just for that, I'm saying a little loosely.
Yeah.
But that little part, I wonder how much that costs.
Yeah. One of the things that I try not to do is ask questions that I don't want answers to. And, buddy, I don't want to feel that broke this moment. I already had enough of that last night.
I'm not paying for it, so I'm fine. It ain't my roof.
That's right.
Yeah.
As we continue around the NFL, the saga is over.
The saga is over.
Brandon Ayuk yesterday got a deal done with the Niners, not being traded. Hey,
the ending to that movie sucked.
That was an awful ending. The denouement of sorts was that
the movie was getting juicy and good, and at the end it was
The writers definitely did not know where to go.
They mailed that in,
Ultimately
it's like one of the. I'm trying to think of like a movie where you go, damn, that stunk.
Yeah,
but that's exactly what it was.
I was watching the show on Netflix called Eric. And
Eric, like the name?
Yeah, the name Eric.
Okay.
And I don't know how I found it, but I'm like, ooh, this is good. Up until the last two episodes, I'm like, what in the world is going on here?
To be fair to writers,
it was bad, man.
Like, coming up with a interesting idea it's not easy, but it's easier than finding a way to cap off a story.
To wrap it up.
Like, wrapping up a story. Yeah. If you have somebody that knows how to, like, tell a story and complete an arc,
Yeah.
They're doing some great work. That is not to be scoffed at. That is not to be underrated.
Yes.
So, yeah, I want to give them credit. But, yeah, Brandon Ayuk, not one of them dudes.
And because by the ultimately, way, go ahead.
Ultimately, four-year, $120 million is the extension.
Glad that you said gets, that.
Which is $30 million a year, which, according to Adam Schefter, was the same deal that had been there for the past 3 weeks thereabouts. Now, Ryan Williams of Athletes First, mm-hmm. who is Brandon Ayuk's agent, quote tweeted that and said, that's factually inaccurate, but the check still cashes. Smiley or winking face.
Yeah, I tend to lean with Adam Schefter on
You're
this
with Schefter
one.
On this one that you think that.
A little biased there, a little, you know.
Yeah. He's trying. That guy probably trying to be PR a little bit too.
Oh, and he's, so he don't he's make helping
him
look himself.
Bad. Yeah, so he don't make him look Ayuk look bad.
Yeah, he's helping himself. I tend to lean with Adam Schefter. And what was accomplished here?
That ultimately ends up being the question, because it, especially if it was just
this deal
has been on the table for at least a few weeks or maybe even early on in the process. Then this looks like we were just wasting time.
What were we doing this whole time?
It seemed like they trying to strong arm some teams and get a little more money, and they realized that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure, because like there were instances where in the reporting that, what was it, the Browns would have, or no, the Steelers would have offered him a good amount of money. I think the Browns also would have offered him a good amount of money, and he kind of vetoed some of these. Now, of course, you've got to be careful when some of these things come out. The thing that we have to ask is consider who is giving this information, because not saying that the reporters themselves are like biased or whatever,
where they're getting it.
But like a source is going to have an agenda in it leaking information, right? Yeah. If your source is maybe player side, their objective is to make the player look better.
Exactly.
If the source is maybe team side, their objective is to make the team look better. So depending on what their sources are, and I imagine that might be team side, is to make Ayuk look like he's indecisive. However, it worked, right? He looked very indecisive. And for me, the perspective I ultimately kind of came back with was, I always say that money is a proxy for respect in a lot of these places, right? Sometimes you don't need more money, you're sufficient. However, you want more money from that place for them to prove that they respect you. I think that that's what Brandon Ayuk was looking for. I think he was wilding for respect. He was like, look, I need y'all to appreciate me as a valuable piece of what's happening here and not treat me like I'm a second or third tier player in what we're doing here. I'm more important. And it felt like he was wilding for respect all the way up until now.
They need to keep that same energy with Trent Williams.
I would be doing whatever needs
to be done to get him back on the field, keep him happy.
And there was also a report that they were willing to do a deal if they got a receiver in return, and nobody was willing to do that.
I thought the Browns was.
I thought the Browns were too. Yeah,
because Amari Cooper's name had been put up there.
I would have been shocked if they kept Amari Cooper and had Brandon Ayuk and all.
Well, apparently, like I said, according to one report, no one wanted to part with that.
Okay. Well, the Niners get to keep that team intact, at least when it comes to Brandon Ayuk. But you did mention a good thing, Figgy, here. Trent Williams has still not necessarily gotten done. I imagine that's where all of their attention
is. They signed the wrong guy
right now. Oh, wow. You going as far as saying that.
Hey, I would have went with Trent Williams first and tried to figure out Ayuk second.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I'm not against that.
Yeah, if Trent Williams isn't there, this thing doesn't necessarily work. And like we mentioned before, like that team, when Trent Williams isn't there.
That's the heartbeat right there, man.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow. That's a crazy... From the 713, Pulp Fiction had a terrible ending with the glowing suitcase. I don't think I'd agree with that. I never heard that. Yeah, I've never heard anybody come for Pulp Fiction. Although it is a non-linear timeline, so I get where maybe that could be a little off-putting to some folks. Not off-putting in the slightest. This next piece of news, according to Jeff Darlington of ESPN, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel signed a new contract that extends them through the 2028 season.
Yeah.
I don't think we have any numbers on this.
I'm looking. I don't see any.
Coaches are not the ones that we readily get numbers on a lot, especially because their agents aren't necessarily doing as much negotiating in the media. But under McDaniels, the Dolphins had a top-ranked offense in the NFL last year, which is the first time since 1994, a stat that I did not realize and recognize. Also, first back-to-back playoff appearances in 23 years. And so obviously I think it was very evident that Mike McDaniel in this also in this vein of coaches that came out of the Shanahan tree and all that, right? Like clearly doing a good job offensively. But I think that where this can become interesting is, what does that mean for D'Amico Ryans?
Oh, it's coming, man.
2 years into a 6-year deal.
Yeah.
I mean, do you anticipate an extension soon, or
if they get to where we think they can get this year, he'll get it after this season. Absolutely. And deservedly so.
Yeah, no question at all.
And it doesn't affect any salary cap.
No, I mean, that's the beauty of it,
yeah,
right?
And the Mineras love D'Amico. So.
And they should, right? Like, yeah. he hits a lot of different things. We did a whole segment yesterday about the various ways that he's just a damn good coach. Yeah. He understands people. He's a great communicator, all those things. But then on top of all those things, right, with any place in the NFL, if you have that guy, that's great. He's one of our own.
He's born and raised, and so to speak, in football terms.
You have the tangible parts of it, the X's and O's parts of it, and then you also just have the narrative story part of it. I don't know that you could have a better hand in glove fit with coach and organization than what they have right now. Might as well make it worth his while. And again, add that money as that proxy for respect to let him know, hey man,
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We love you and we appreciate what you do.
Yeah, and he, I think he gets $4 million, according to SpotRack anyway, right now. Coaches these days that are successful at that level, they get $8, $9, $10 million. I'm not saying that's what he's going to get, and I'm not his agent, but if they get to an AFC championship game, he'll get at least 6 or 7.
I can't imagine them adding more years, though, right?
Just adding money.
Just put more money on.
And good for him.
And that would be great, yeah. I imagine that that agent's got to look at the Mike McDaniel extension and be like, hey, can we make that happen here?
Put a pin in that.
For sure. Some other things around the NFL. Rashee Rice, we got an update there. If you'll remember, he was the young man for SMU, former SMU standout, who honestly was one of the few wide receivers that really seemed to gain a lot of respect from Patrick Mahomes in that Chiefs offense this past year. Well, in the offseason, he was wilding up in Dallas. Him and I believe a friend were, you know, speeding down a highway in the middle of the day on
away.
A Saturday.
Remember that? They walked off.
Speeding and,
ain't nobody going to notice. Yeah. No one will notice.
Caused a crash. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Yeah. High-speed hit and run that occurred in the spring. There was a lot of thoughts like, hey, man, when you're exhibiting behavior like that, that's something where the NFL in its past has come in and been like, all right, we're going to give you some level of, you know, punishment to, one, establish, like, protect the shield, make it clear that we have some discipline in what we're doing here. But then also, again, to keep you on the straight and narrow in some ways. Well, we're getting reporting that the Chiefs do not anticipate any level of immediate suspension for him, maybe going on the commissioner's exempt list, anything like that. So it seems like he will be available to the Chiefs to start the season.
Yeah, you can read into that however, you know, whatever you want. The NFL, first of all, they can fine and suspend without any, like, guilty or not guilty verdict. It's just behavior is what they're judging. And as you said, protecting the shield. So they don't need any, like, legal determination to do that. But clearly they feel as if whatever it is that they're going to, I mean, they could still, you know, he could still be fined. He could still be whatever. They feel like it's not going to be strong enough to warrant a suspension. Although they did say, unless there's material change in any of the evidence or whatever.
I do find it interesting. I think this is a interesting kind of change that's happened in Roger Goodell's tenure. Do you remember when he came in as the commissioner in 2006?
The discipline commissioner.
He was the hammer, yeah. Right? He was the law and order commissioner as he came in, and he was like, I'm going to give discipline on all these things, and it became very fraught. And I think that he has learned his lesson, because you notice it's really been different. Maybe the last four seasons or so, if my timeline is correct in my head, where they've been a lot more lenient. And I think they found, especially when you end up in like kind of Colin Kaepernick era and things of that nature, like, hey man, being the arbiter of these things,
yeah,
it's cool as an authority standpoint, but one, it does not put you in the good graces of your players, and there's no need for all of that. Two, like, I don't think it helps your team suspending and taking your players that help make your product away from doing the job that makes your product better.
Makes it, yeah.
And again, being the arbiter of these things, it's not fun, right? In the same way that when the players would have the breast cancer awareness month, right? And players were like, well, I want to have this cause and I want to have this cause. And they were like, look, we're just going to do my cause, my cleats. You guys throw that on there. We don't want to be the arbiters of what cause is worthwhile of supporting, what cause is not worthwhile of supporting. I think that they've learned their lesson that, hey, man, the more that we can take off of our plate and the more that we don't have to make those decisions, the less that it looks bad on us, which is kind of crazy because you would imagine something like this looks bad on the NFL. But it seems like they're just like, my name's Ben and I ain't in it. It's fine.
I also think Roger Goodell coming in as the, quote, tough, you know, discipline seems so long ago now, and it was.
Yeah.
Commissioner, I think he quickly realized, like, where his bread is buttered, you know, and the owner, the owners were probably like, that's a cool thing to say, man. I'm glad you said that. But don't do that a lot. Don't do that a lot.
I think they were on board with it early, right?
Early on. Like, they're cool. And then they realize, you know, we need these guys.
Right.
We need these guys.
713 mentions, remember what they did to Ezekiel Elliott when he was coming in the league after the thing that happened.
Was it a party in New Orleans on the roof or something?
Had happened when he was still at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Got suspended 6 games, and that created a rift that I'm not sure is entirely repaired between Goodell and Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they butted heads. And, like, I can only imagine what other things have happened behind closed doors that we've not been as privy to, where there's been kind of those butting of heads at times with various factions. And ultimately, you're right. His bread is buttered. He serves at the behest of the owners.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that probably factors in as well, too. So there you go. Rashee Rice not going to be in that place to receive immediate suspension to start the season. And one more. This is something that we I don't think we got to yesterday. We had noted Tom Brady, as he is now going to be on the number one team calling games for Fox. It's been kind of undercovered or maybe not paid attention to much, because who cares about, like, minority ownership stakes? But he is vying to possibly become a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, apparently he's going to have severe restrictions as a broadcaster if he does indeed get that part ownership with the Raiders.
Yeah, he's not going to be allowed to enter any team's facility. Wouldn't be permitted to witness practice and attend those production meetings that they always refer to during broadcast.
Yeah.
Hey, we were talking to blah, blah, blah yesterday. Or attend access to coaches and players before games. So a couple things here. And I don't know where you guys stand on this. We just talked about putting it in. Didn't really ask where you guys stand. I think good. And it's not because of the old Patriots thing. It's not that at all.
That for me?
Yeah, is that for you?
I would not trust Tom Brady as far as I could throw.
So it is. It is that for you?
Yes, he will be there as a scout for the Raiders. I would not trust that at all.
I don't think that's wrong. But for me, that's not it.
That's not the big thing for you.
No, for me, it's like the optics here are awful. You got an owner of another team at our practice? I mean, no.
Yeah.
I mean, the temptation alone, the back of your mind, hey, I saw them work on this, you know, whatever play. Like, no. Yeah. No, you're not allowed to do that.
That's interesting, because my big thing is something entirely different. How useful is he going to be as a broadcaster if he's not engaging in production?
That too.
Right? Like, one of the things that I often think about, again, is I want that broadcaster to bring me insight that I can't get elsewhere during the game, right? Give me context on what I'm seeing. And Tom Brady, just like his brain and his love of football and those things, right? And his work. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, forget his work ethic, are obviously going to be great. But how does that shift the further you get away from football, right?
Yeah.
The way that you keep getting those insights is having those conversations and being able to talk to coach ahead of game day and watching practice and getting that contact with the players and with the organizations. If you're barred from doing that, how are you going to continue to bring me that level of insight and information? Are you just then going to be talking about how you played and the things that you knew when you played? Because as you get further away from playing, that becomes less and less relevant. How quickly, I don't know, but like, Fox signed him to a big old deal, baby.
30?
Right? Like, they signed him to a big old deal. So I do wonder, like, if that happens, if this goes through like that, how valuable is he going to be on your biggest game for Fox every damn week?
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
No, I think you are absolutely right. That is 100% another factor here that I agree with. But, I mean, let's personalize this here. Whether you work at an accounting firm or wherever you work or radio here, you want somebody coming in here to see how we do things from another that has a stake in another place?
Yeah.
Hell no. Yeah. I don't care if he's like, oh no, I would never. I don't care.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, but it's a definite hell no.
Because
it's Tom Brady. Yeah. I might let it slide if it was somebody like a Brett Favre or something like that.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, okay, it's cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Tom Brady, hell no, man. Yeah, mess around, come out of retirement.
I love that.
For the Raiders.
By the way, I'm starting next week against you.
Yeah. Nah, I'm good, man.
There you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us. And somebody mentioned what sends the wrong message if the NFL, if you can have a hit and run, walk away like nothing happens. I feel you. Like, that's one of the things that is tough. We've talked about this a lot with, like, domestic violence and things of that nature and domestic abuse and all those types of things. The NFL, as a business, it doesn't behoove them, and that's really what's unfortunate at times is that them as a business, that perspective is going to weigh a lot heavier than like a moral one. The problem also exists.
Yeah.
Our systems that are supposed to handle these things don't do a good enough job, like the legal system and things, that we are now looking to a business to handle these things.
Yeah.
And that ends up being an issue in it.
Don't do that.
Right.
Not if it's the NFL.
No, not or any other business, to be completely honest. Coming up next, though, what do you hope and what do you need to see in year two of a Bobby Slowick offense? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.